Is Daf Ayin Beis. So the Gemara says in the very top two lines down, quotes from the Mishnah, quotes from Mipnei Atinatiyos, some Mipnei Beis Avil, Mipnei Beis Medrash. There are different reasons why one would be able to do cutting the wheat, even though you can't cut wheat for eating purposes. If there are some other reasons to make room for the Beis Medrash or the Beis Avil, then the Mishnah had said is permitted. So my time, what's the reason why this is permitted? Ketzir Chem Amar Achmanav Lo Ketzir Mitzvah. Only ketzir chem, only that which is personal for your personal use, does it prohibit from cutting. But a ketzir mitzvah for the purpose of making room for the base avil and the base medrash, so then that would be permitted even based on the pasuk. The Gemara then says, "V'lo yaseh krichos av almanichem tzvasem." So, however, when you cut them down, you shouldn't make them. You shouldn't wrap them together and tie them up. Leave them as is, because as long as you made the room for them, there's no reason to do any more. As the Gemara explains, in my time, what's the reason why you can't tie them up and make bundles? The Kama de'ef shelo tachinen. We don't make the guy do extra tircha. Whatever is necessary to make the room needed for the base avil, for the base medrash, so cutting them down would be sufficient, and therefore more than that would not be permitted. So then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mitzvah Ha'omer Lahavi Min Hakama. The Mitzvah bringing the Ketzias Ha'omer should be cut while it's still standing in the ground. So the Gemara quotes a Brayis, the Tanur Rabbanan. Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim. If you're going to bring the Minchas Bikurim, Matam Lomar, what are we learning from this? This is a pasuk by the Karban Omer. So Matam Lomar, Lafisha Mitzvah Ha'omer Lahavi Min Hakama. The Mitzvah is to bring it while it's still standing, while it's still connected, Mechuba Lakarka. Minayin she'im lo matzah min hakama yavi min ha'umrim. How do you know if you don't find any standing, they're nothing connected to the ground? Someone already detached them, cut them, and they're min ha'umrim, lying down in stalks on the ground. How do you know that's also allowed to be used for the carbon omer? Tamal omer, the pasuk says, takriv. Another time it says takriv, which is more inclusive to include anything. So then the Gemara says, davar acher, alternatively, takriv lefisha mitzah lahavi min ha'lach. The mitzvah to bring from lach, that which is nice and moist, and it's better for the carbon, the way the mehudar, minayin shim lamatzah min alach, how do you know if you can't find anything that's still moist, yavi min ayavish, you bring from that which is dry, tamal lomar, takriv, whatever you can bring, there's a lichat chila, and then bidiyevit, whatever works. The davar acher, alternatively, the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, takriv lefisha mitzvah asa l'ksar b'lalayla, really the mitzvah is to bring it at night time. We know that the carbon omer has to be done by yom, like every other carbon is by yom. But the ketzias omer, we learned this, was it yesterday or a couple days ago? The ketzias omer must be done b'lalayla. So, minayin shim niksar b'yom, how do you know if it was cut during the daytime when it wasn't supposed to, that's still acceptable, that's still kosher? Tamal omer, takriv, that you're able to be takriv even if it was done b'lalayla, b'yom. V'dochas haShabbos, and how you know also v'dochas haShabbos, tamal omer takriv, any which way you do it, it's going to be takriv kol shu, takriv mikol makom, takriv afilu b'Shabbos, takriv afilu b'tumah. The word takriv comes to include any amount, any place, any time, in any situation, anything is all b'dyeved, acceptable, but again, l'chadchila, it should be done minakama, it should be done balayla, and it should be done when it's still davar lach.
You can learn a whole bunch of things from the same word.
Yeah, it's just more inclusive. We're saying everything's allowed. As opposed to saying one particular detail, it should be done this way. If not, everything else is acceptable. B'di'evit, takiv kol shehu, mikol makom. So Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah again, niktar b'yom kasher. We said that if it gets cut during the daytime, that's also b'di'evit acceptable. The Hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Maseches Megillah, daf chaf, that anything that is kasher b'layla can be done any time throughout the night. This is the principle. Davar shemitzvasa kol yom kasher kol yom, that which the mitzvah is to do during the daytime. Let's say Megillah. Reading Megillah is during the daytime. You have all day to do it. And davar shemitzvasa b'layla, something that's for nighttime, such as ktsias omer kasher kol layla, any time during the night, whether the beginning, the middle, the end, it's all kasher. So that's the Mishnah. And then the Gemara is medayik, katani laila dum yadayom. There is a parallel between nighttime and daytime. Ma diyom belaila lo, that which is done during the day may not be done at nighttime. After laila, that which is done belaila bayom nami lo. They're mutually exclusive. So therefore, we learn from this braisa that which is achiv belaila does not work bayom. If it was niktar bayom, the din should be pasul. Just look at the examples Rashi says here. It says mitzvasa kol hayom, kigon shchita v'zrikas damim. These are things that are done by yom, as it says in the pasuk, by yom tavasas b'nei Yisrael v'gomer. And it only works ma'adi yom b'layla lo, the kachim sheshachtam b'layla psulin. You can't shach them at night time. So just like that which has a mitzvah by yom may not be done b'layla, so too that which has a mitzvah b'layla, namely k'tias omer, would not be kasher by yom. So how come the Mishnah says it's acceptable by yom? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba lo kasha, there is no contradiction, there's a machlokas tanayim. Ha Rebbe, v'ha Rebbe Elazar, v'Rebbe Shimon. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us that haya omeru makruv mincha sa'omer, a person's busy being makruv the mincha sa'omer. V'nit mei sen, it becomes tamei. Im yesh acheres, if there's another replacement mincha sa'omer, omer lo, hava acheres tachta. Let's bring the replacement carbon omer, that's tahor. V'mlav, if there is no replacement, omer la, have a pikech, be intelligent, use some seichel, v'shasuk, be quiet and just bring the one that's tamei anyways. Don't say a thing. Divrei Rebbe. Look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi says, was it Rashi that I wanted here? Im yesh acheres, there we go. Afilu b'mechubar, even if it's still connected to the ground, mevi'in acheres tachdeh, you bring a replacement, v'kotzen v'tochnen also b'yom, you cut it, you grind it, shlo yomru mutal hakri mincha tamei'ah, this way a person doesn't say that you could, if you bring a minchas tmeya of the carbon omer, which is tibur, a person might say, it's also permitted to bring a yachid, minchas yachid that became tamei. So we say bring a replacement here.
Who became tamei? The omer?
The omer became. So we say,
come tamei if it's attached.
No, when it was ready, it was ready to be brought. The one that was ready to be brought, it became tamei. So we say, bring another one if possible. And if you can't bring the other one, so then use the one that we're using right now. Meaning we say, b'dieved, it's acceptable. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Bein Kach, Omer Lo, Havi Bikach, Veshasik. Don't say a thing. Why? Shekola Omer, Sheniktar Shalok Mitvaso Pasol. Don't say a thing. Rashi explains here. Sheniktar Shalok Mitvaso Pasol. U Mitvas Ktsir Belayla Vlobayom. You can only cut it at night. You can't cut it during the daytime. Hilkach Hadatani Leel Niktar Bayom Kasher is Rabbi He. Hadatani Pasol Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Meaning Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says you can't get a replacement right now because now it's during the daytime and you cut it during the daytime, it doesn't work. It's Pasol. Therefore, just stay quiet and use the one that became Tame because we know carbon sibur can be Docha Tuma. We don't want people to confuse them, but since in this situation we have no other choice, use the carbon Minchas Omer, which is Nitzmeis, because cutting it during the daytime won't work. So what comes out from this is the second opinion, namely Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon thinks Niktar Bayom is Pasol, but Rebbe, the first opinion, failed, and no, you could go ahead and Lichachit, not Lichachit, but since it's your Karim became Tamein, you could go ahead during the daytime and do a Ktsira and bring a new carbon Omer. So that's the Machlokas in the
Brisa. But they both agree that in Yesh Acheret, Omer lo have Acheret Tachteya first, right?
No. Rebbe Elazar says you can't, because you can't do Ktsira. It's Bayom.
But if he has, it seems like he cut more.
If you have one that's available, it's not already cut.
It seems that the ratio of the Gemara applies to both of the Brisa, right?
I'm not so sure. I don't know if that's the case.
The opinion is that, that they cannot cut later, but what, if they cut it before more? No problem.
It could be. It's very possible. I'm not sure that's meduk from the Bryce itself, but in theory, if there's a situation where he happens to have a backup carbon omer that's ready to be brought, that's cut, it's possible he may agree. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any proof from the Gemara itself. I'm not saying anything from the side here. It could be they discuss this. I don't know. Okay. Here, the Brisker Rav apparently says there's a question whether or not he argues on that first din or not. Uh-huh. It seems. Okay, but just I'm not reading it carefully. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabba, by Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, is Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, who is the Rabbo Shel Aviv, Amra. So he was working in Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is going with the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Rebbe of his father. His father was Rebbe Shimon. So if you just look at Rashi, just to make sure that's all clear, Rashi says, Rabbo shel Aviv, Rebbe Shimon was Talmido shel Rebbe Akiva. So Rebbe Elezer's father, Rebbe Shimon was the Talmud of Rebbe Akiva. So he goes with his father's Rebbe. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, Klal Amar Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva said the following Klal. Kol malacha she'ef shelo la'asosa me'erev Shabbos. Anything, any malacha that may be done from Erev Shabbos, Ein Adolchus of Shabbos, you are not allowed to do it on Shabbos itself. So it's talking about the Bris Mila, this is Sigis and Mesechus Shabbos, that anything you could do, any preparations that may be done Erev Shabbos, you may not do on Shabbos itself. The Bris Mila, which is the actual mitzvah of care, of course, can't be done Erev Shabbos, must be done by Yom HaShemini. That's done on the eighth day on Shabbos itself. But all the Hachanos that may be done Erev Shabbos must be done Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself. So we see that Rebbe Elazar holds like Rebbe Akiva. The Savar Law, he also holds like the Savar Law Rabbi Yishmael, the Omer Ktiras Omer mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah in cutting the Omer. That itself is considered a mitzvah. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Ma Charish Rishus Af Ktir Rishus, Yata Ktir HaOmer Shi Mitzvah. So there's a Mishnah talking about in Maseches Shvi'is that you can't do any Ktir or Harisha during the Shemitah cycle. But if it's for a Davar Mitzvah, then you'd be allowed to. What's an example of a Davar Mitzvah? If you're doing Ktiras HaOmer, cutting the for the carbon Omer, that's considered a Mitzvah. That's the only type of Ktira that's permitted. So the Gemara says, now, V'isaka Daitach Niktar Shlok Mitzvasa Kasher. If you were to hold that Rabbi Elazar holds that B'dieved, if you did the Ktira in the wrong time, it would be acceptable. So Amai Docha Shabbos, why would a Docha Shabbos Niktara me'erev Shabbos? You should be able to do the Ktira on Erev Shabbos, Ela Midedochi Shabbos, from the fact that above, Rabbi Elazar felt that you could do a Ktira on Shabbos, Shma Mina Niktar Shloka Mitzvah Apostle. Again, let's backtrack just for a second. Rabbi Kiva holds anything that can be done Erev Shabbos may not be done on Shabbos itself. Rabbi Elazar holds that you can do a Ktira on Shabbos. So why doesn't he let you do it on Erev Shabbos? It must be, because you're doing an Erev Shabbos, it's not this man, it's Shloka Mitzvah, therefore it will be possible. You must do it on Shabbos itself. Let's just look at Rashi, hopefully that'll be even clearer now. Rashi says, V'isakadaitach niktzar Shloka Mitzvah, so it's kosher, doing it the wrong time was acceptable. So my Docha Shabbos, why does he allow you to do it, the Ktira's Omer on Shabbos itself? Ha-svirlan, don't we hold Rabbi Kiva? T'chol she'efzer la'asosa mer Shabbos, eino docha Shabbos. Ela mididocha Shabbos, from the fact that he allows you to do Ktiras Omer on Shabbos itself, ishma minar, niktar shlok mitzvaso pasol, u'mitzvaso lahavi ela b'matzah yomtif. The time you're supposed to be doing this is a matzah yomtif, it's the first time. To do it a day earlier, that's not the right time. That's shlok mitzvaso, that's considered pasol. V'gavi laila, nami mitzvaso b'laila v'lo b'yom. During the daytime is all pasol. So we see from all this that the fact, again, that Rabbi Elazar allows Ktiras Omer to be done on Shabbos, he holds two things. Number one, he holds it's a mitzvah, that's why it's Docha Shabbos. And number two, he holds if it's done at the wrong time, that's disqualified, and that's why it may be Docha Shabbos. Fine. So Gemara now says, V'Rebbe lav tamide de Rabbi Shimon hu? Was Rebbe not really a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Rebbe lav tamide de Rabbi Shimon hu? That this is talking about Rebbe Elazar Bar Shimon right now. This is Rebbe who argued with Rebbe Elazar Bar Shimon. That Rebbe lav tamid Rebbe Shimon, wasn't Rebbe also a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon, who then would have to be a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva? But Tamiya, Rashi says, V'amai lo shmile mid Rebbe Shimon, the suffer lak Rebbe Akiva. The chol shef sim erev Shabbos, lo dachi Shabbos. So why are we saying only Rebbe Elazar? What about Rebbe himself? Doesn't Rebbe also, who's a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon, have to hold like Rebbe Akiva, that you can't have something, davar she'efsher la'soso mev Shabbos, may not be done on Shabbos, as the Gemara goes on to explain. V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa tell us that Amar Rebbe, kishahainu lemeidin Torah le'etza Rebbe Shimon, he was a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon, b'tkoa, hainu malin lo shemen, we would bring oil up, v'alontis, I'm not sure, alontis exactly is begit, l'stapik bo, some type of rag, and mechatzer legag to bring the oil up in that rag. Umegag lekarfif, umekarfif lekarfif. They acher, they move it around different places. Ad shanu magin lemayan until we got to a certain spring. Shanu rochsin ba that we would bathe ourselves. So we see here the Rebbe was a talmud of Rebbe Shimon. So if he's a talmud of Rebbe Shimon again, he should hold like Rebbe Akiva. So then, how could he allow? How could he allow? What do you mean? So he should allow you to cut Erev Shabbos. You should have to cut Erev Shabbos according to Rebbe, because he holds like Rebbe Akiva. Because then Rebbe holds that Niktar Shlo Bizmanu is actually kosher. He allows that. Rebbe Elazar says it doesn't work. But Rebbe holds it does work. So if it really does work, Shlo B'mitzvaso works, he should let you, you should have to cut it Erev Shabbos. It shouldn't allow you to be Docha Shabbos, since it's Efshir Laso some Erev Shabbos. And we know he holds like Efshir Laso some Erev Shabbos is Eino Docha Shabbos, because he's a Talmud of Rebbe Shimon, who's a Talmud of Rebbe Akiva. So why did he allow you to cut the Ktiras Omer on Shabbos itself? So the Gemara answers on the very bottom of Amun Aleph here, Savrla Ki Idach De Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe holds like a different position of his Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya, the Raita tells us that Amar Rebbe Shimon, Bo Re, come and see, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, come see how dear it is to do mitzvah in the right time. Sherei hekter chalavim veivarim ksherim kol alayla. You're allowed to burn the fats and the limbs all night long in the mizbeach. However, lahayu mamtin lahen ad shetechshach. They wouldn't wait for it to be dark. They were so excited to do the mitzvah, they did it even before nightfall. So what's the relevance of all that? The Rashi says, you're tzavar laki idach de Rabbi Shimon. Damar chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, best to do the mitzvah, it's so dear, endearing to do it right away. Hilkach afagav de ksherim erev Shabbos, even though it's kosher to do the ksir before Shabbos, they wanted to do it in the right time. They didn't want to do it too early. They wanted to do a mamish the most ideal time, even though it was Shabbos. The gavi mila damar kol melacha she'efsher lasos meyav Shabbos ein odocha Shabbos kon havasi zemel de ein lazman kavua. So he says that whenever there's a set zman, you want to do it on that zman itself, even if it's done on Shabbos. So you shouldn't do it erev Shabbos. That's too early. That's not the zman of cutting the omer. So then you have the same thing by the Mila. If everything's so exciting when you do it on the day itself, Yom HaShemini, so you should be able to do all the Achanas on Shabbos as well. How come the certain halachas, Rabbi Kiva says, you have to bring Erev Shabbos? Shouldn't we say do it on Shabbos itself? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? So we see from here that no, bringing the Zemel is kidding. Bringing the Zemel is not considered, there's no Zman Kavua. There's no Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita when it comes to the Zemel. There's no Indian of Zman there. When it comes to Ksiras HaOmer, there is a Kavul Lem Zman, and therefore he'd rather do it on Shabbos as opposed to Erev Shabbos. So continuing in Rashi now, Rashi says, Evarim upadarim ksherin kol halayla v'lo hayu mamtin. They would do it right away, they wouldn't wait for a night. He explains, Le'evar tamidim u'musafin to Shabbos ashetechshach. Even though it was Shabbos, we're talking about the Tamid and Karav Musaf of Shabbos itself. So you would imagine, maybe they should wait till Avdallah to burn all the Evarim and Padarim. You have all night to do it and not violate Shabbos. But they didn't wait. They did it on Shabbos itself. Alma, Dachin and Shabbos Mishim Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's this concept because they love the mitzvah so much, it's even able to be Docha Shabbos. So here as well, that even though Rebbe holds of Rebbe Shimon who holds of Rebbe Kiva, that Davar Shef Shel Asosim Erev Shabbos, it should be really done on Shabbos, but when there's a concept of a Kavua Zman, that is able to be Docha Shabbos itself, like the case of the Ktsiras HaOmer. So the Gemara then says, the top of Amud Beis, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Lo Shmirlei, did he not hear this? Wasn't he also, did he not hear this concept of Chaviva Mitzvah L'Shaita? Wasn't his father a Talmud? His father was Rebbe Shimon. So wasn't he a Talmud? Shouldn't he have also had this idea of a mitzvah chaviv at the b'shaita, and you have to do this on Shabbos itself? So Ella, it must be, Rashi explains, Ella ba'al karchach shemilei v'lo gamri m'nei. He heard of it, but he didn't accept it. The Gemara explains, shayni hasam sherei dochta shchita as a Shabbos. That there is different because shchita already was docha as a Shabbos. In other words, look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Ella ba'al karchach shemilei Rabbi Elazar heard the concept of mitzvah chaviv b'shaita, but he didn't accept it. The hasam gave evarim shiny. The reason why we accept burning the limbs and fats on Shabbos itself is the dachi Shabbos mishum chavivas mitzvah. Sherei dach the shchita as a Shabbos because he already shechted the tamid and musaf on Shabbos itself. Kodem laktar before being maktired on the mizbeach. Di'ef shalasos me'ev Shabbos. You can't shech the animal on erev Shabbos. Once we allow Shabbos to be pushed away because of the mitzvah of Shechita of the Tamid and of the Musaf, you're able to do all the other avodos, namely the Akhtara as well on Shabbos, even though in theory you could wait. Aval, says Rashi, but Omer, lek lememerhach, you can't say that by the Omer, because the Bishas Ktsira akati lo itche Shabbos. When you're doing Ktsira, nothing of the carbon yet has been docha Shabbos. Even though the next day you're able to be makriv the carbon on Shabbat itself, when you do the ktsira, nothing yet has been docha Shabbos, and therefore you have to do this already on Erev Shabbos. So this is the lumdus of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Gemara now says, Ule Rabbi, three lines down, Hachanami, dachta, shchita, it's a Shabbos. So according to him, shouldn't he also have the same svara that maybe only by the Evam Pedarim, where Shchita was already Dochet, could you say Docha the Evam Pedarim? But maybe he shouldn't agree by the case of Ksira. So the Gemara says no. Ela Kasava Rebbe Ksira Omer Lo Dachi Shabbos. He actually holds it's not Docha Shabbos. Rebbe agrees you cannot do Ksira Omer on Shabbos. So Velo, you can't? Ratan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us Chachamim Omerim Echad Shabbos Echad Chol Mishalo Shayaba? The Mishnah clearly tells us in the beginning of the parak that you are able to do it on Shabbos. Delo Krebi, that's against Rebbe. Rebbe says you can't do Ktsiras Omer on Shabbos. The Chacham Omerim Echad Shabbos VeEchad Chol B'Shlosha V'shalosh kubot shalosh megalos. It's another din. You could do this on Shabbos. The Ketirat Shabbos, Gemara says, D'lok Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't hold that way. U'b'Shabbos, what happens? The Mishnah says, a new statement in the Mishnah, B'Shabbos yomer lehem Shabbosu. All the Mishnahs that talk about being doing Ketiras Omer on Shabbos is all against Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you cannot be Docha Shabbos with the Ketiras HaOmer.
Wait, so I don't understand that. According to Rebbe, when you realize your first one's Tamei, how are you then doing the Ketira on the second one? It's not Docha Shabbos.
So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, this is, we're going back to the, we have to re-understand that case, I believe. Rashi says here, where did that Rashi go? Rashi Rebbe hi, Damel El, Mivin Acheres Tachte V'Kotzre B'Yom. It must be talking about a situation where it was a weekday. It must be a case where it wasn't Shabbos. Previously, when we had this din, it never told us whether it's Shabbos or Chol. And I think the Gemara assumed this talking about Bein B'Chol, Bein B'Shabbos. If you had a carbon with a din, maybe so you go ahead and do Ketir Omer Afilu B'Shabbos. Now I think what the Gemara is saying is that's all true only on a weekday, but on Shabbos I don't think he would agree to that. No. Make sense?
Yeah. Because the whole Indian wasn't so much Shabbos at all, it was more if you're allowed to cut during the day.
Exactly. And we assumed that that same Melach would apply to Shabbos as well. Right. So then the Gemara says that, where do we go now? Niktar b'yom kasher. The doch has a Shabbos. The loch is if you did ksira during the daytime, it's acceptable, and it's docha Shabbos as well. So who holds this way? So the Gemara says, "Man shmasa damar niksa b'yom kasher." Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The katani doch has a Shabbos, but at the same time, even though he allows you to niksa b'yom is kasher, at the same time he says that you could do docha Shabbos. We just said above, Rebbe doesn't allow you to be docha a Shabbos. My law, the ketira is not referring to the ketira that Rebbe holds. The ketira is docha Shabbos. Right? Lo. That's La Krava. The Krava is Docha Shabbos. Aval Ketzira Lo. We don't allow the Ketzira to be Docha Shabbos. V'atani, doesn't the Brisa say, and Rebbe himself, Omer, Rebbe Omer, V'aydav Moshe, Esmodei Hashem, Ma'atam Olomer, what do we learn from the Pasuk here? The fish lo lamanu ela l'tamidu Pesach, we only know that the carbon tamid and the carbon Pesach can be Docha Shabbos. Shenem Arbehen, it says, by both the tamid and Pesach, b'mo'ado, u'mo'ado afil b'shabbos, b'mo'ado afil b'tuma, that you do it in the right zman, you do it on Karim Pesach, Yudal Nisan, even if it's tuma, even if it's Shabbos. So, shar karbonos hatzibur minayin, how do I know all other karbonos tzibur, all other musafim, can be docha Shabbos as well? Tamalomer, elu tasu l'ashem b'mo'adeichem, all the mo'adim are connected to the inner of mo'ado afil b'shabbos, afil b'mo'ad. So, minayin, the rabbos omer v'hik v'ak, v'hokre v'imo shtel lechem, v'hokre v'imen. How do you know that it's true of the carbon omer, that which comes with it, and the she'er lechem, and that which comes with it? We see these carbonos are also docha Shabbos. Tamalomer v'aydaber Moshe es moed Hashem. Hakasiv kava moed l'chulam. There's a set, whenever there's a moed, whenever there's a zman kavua to any type of carbon tzibur, it's always docha Shabbos. So that's the brisa. So now the one wants to know, l'may, in terms of which halacha is docha Shabbos? Elam, if you're going to tell me la krava. Shtei alechem b'nei akrava ninu. The shtei alechem are not being brought on the mizbech. There's no carbon on the shtei alechem. So what part of the shtei alechem is actually being docha Shabbos? Ella, pshita l'tchina v'arkada. When it comes to the grinding and the sifting of the shtei alechem, that's all permitted on Shabbos. So too, now bring it back to the case of the Omer, v'tukavase, gavi Omer, l'ktira. It must be when we're allowing the carbon Omer to be docha Shabbos, it's referring to this, hakrava of the Omer of that wheat of it. It's actually in terms of the ktira, the cutting of it. The kadach is a Shabbos, and we see that this is all a statement of Rebbe, so we see that the ktira's Omer is docha Shabbos, even according to Rebbe. Mars is low. Omer la krava, v'sheh lechem la'fia. The carbon Omer is brought in the Mizbeach. We do bring it as a Mizbeach. But there are two different halachas. With the gabi, the omer, that which is docha Shabbos, is the hakrava. With respect to she'er lechem, it's the baking, not the preparation, but the baking is docha Shabbos. The kasava rebbe, tanner mikadesh, he holds that the tanner gives the bread a kedusha, and the afilei me'esma, if you were to bake it erev Shabbos, the she'er lechem, if sa'ilei belina, since the tanner infused it with kedusha, any davar shep kedusha is left out overnight, it's possible lina. So you can't do an erev Shabbos, therefore you could do it on Shabbos itself, the afias she'er lechem. So the Gemara says, is it really true V'savar Rebbe Taner Mekadesh, does he really hold that the Taner is able to infuse the Shtei Alechem with Kedusha? V'atani, the Braisa teaches us that Kivse Atzeres Ein Mekadesh Alechem El B'shchita, the sheep that are brought on Shavuos are only Kadosh, they're only Mekadesh the Lechem that come along with it, only with the Shchita. That's the Shchita that's Mekadesh Alechem, it's not the Taner, not the Afia that's Mekadesh Alechem. Kaitzeta, what do you mean by this? Shachtan l'shma, v'zarkan daman l'shma, kiddush alechem. If the shechita and the zrika were all done l'shma, so then mimela the shtei alechem becomes kadosh. If the shachtan of the kvasim were shelo l'shman, or the zark daman shelo l'shman, lo kiddush alechem, it won't be kadosh. And if it was a case where shachtan l'shman, v'zark daman shelo l'shman, then halechem is kadosh v'eino kadosh, and it's partially kadosh, divrei Rebbe. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer liolam eino kadosh ad sheyishchot lishman v'zrok daman lishman. And Rabbi Eliezer holds you need a full shechita of zrika all lishma. But what comes out from all of this, however, is the only thing that's mekadesh the shelechem according to Rabbi is the shechita and the zrika together, nothing to do with the tanur. So why not just bake? Because in that essence, the question becomes, why not allow the baking of the shelechem erev Shabbos? Because there's no kedusha for the baking according to Rabbi. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Hukvo v'lo hukvo kamar. It's partially. Rashi explains, hukvo, the last Rashi on the perek, shacht on the shema, v'zark on dam on the shema, hukvo hachalos l'osim kvasim. It just means that they're koveya, they're connected to those kvasim. They're going to be attached with each other. Vein yachol l'shanos halechem l'zevach achi. You can't use it for another carbon. But the kedusha doesn't kick in, as Rashi says, until the tanur, until it's baked. Shacht on the shema, v'zark on dam on shalol shema, lu hukvo. Aval kadosh betaner, meaning hukvo is a moment you shech the animals, that bread becomes connected to the sheep. But in terms of infusing the shei lechem with the kedusha, that's only vis-a-vis the taner. Hadin lach Rebbe Yishmael. Let's begin the parak now.
So what are you doing with the kedusha of the lechem? Is when it's dough? What is it? Dough? How does that work? In other words, it's dough, and then you put it in the oven.
Yeah. And you bake in the oven, and then
you can't do that on. You can't do it on Shabbos.
Correct, because if it's Kadosh Erev Shabbos, it gets pasul belina at nighttime. You have to do it only on that day itself. So then the new parak begins. The new Mishnah says, "Elu haMenachos, Elu Menachos neKmatzos v'Shirayim laKohanim." These are the following list of Menachos that there's a Kmitza and the Shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. Minchas HaSoles, Machmach VaSamarcheshes, VaChalos VaKikin, Minchas Ovdei Kochavim, if it's brought by non-Jew, Minchas Nashim, brought by women, Minchas HaOmer, Minchas Chote, Minchas Kinos. All these are examples of Kmitza and the Shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. Reb Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote, Shakohanim Nikmetes, the Kometz Karev Lasmo, the Shirayim Kravim Lasmo. So we know there's something unique about the Minchas Chote of Kohanim. Minchas Kohanim are not eaten. Everyone agrees it's not eaten. It's Kulo Kali, the Pasuk says. But Rabbi Shimon's Mechadish, even though it's not Eden, you still do a Kemitza on them and you're Makiv the Shiraim as well, as opposed to the Tanakhama seemingly holds that in the whole, there's no Kemitza at all. You take the whole Minchas Chotev Kohanim, you put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon again thinks, no, there's a Kemitza, it's just that the Shiraim are also thrown onto the Mizbeach and it comes to the Minchas Chotev Shekohanim. So Gemara says, a statement we saw already a couple of times in the Masechta, Amra Papa, Kohecha Detznan, Esher Tznan. Whenever it says any of the Menachos, it really refers to 10. There's always 10 of all the Menachos, 10 pieces of bread. Mike Mashalom, what's it teaching us? Lafuki mi Rabbi Shimon, Damer Mach, Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rikikin, Yavi, Kamashalom, Dilo. Rabbi Shimon says you can mix and match Chalos and Rikikin, whatever you want. But our Mishnah holds no. If you're going to have Rikikin, all 10 have to be Rikikin. If you're going to be using chalos, you have to use all 10 chalos. You cannot mix and match Rikikin and chalos. We've discussed a few times the differences. The simplest difference is Rikikin are very flat and chalos are very thick pieces of matzah or bread. So the Gemara now says from the Mishnah, Vishirayim lekohanim. The shirayim of a regular mincha goes to the kohanim. Meanwhile, and how do I know that the kohanim get to eat the shirayim? The ksivi ksivi, that which is written mefurish in the pasuk, which it says several times, it's ksivi. The mefurish pasuk tells me that kohanim eat them. Udelo ksivi, those places where it doesn't say that the kohanim may eat the shirayim, ksivi, delo ksivi, ksivi, it's written, zos terasa mincha, hakrevo so b'nei aron. It says, zos terasa mincha comes to include all minchas, all menachos, have the din of the kohanim, the b'nei aron, eating them. V'anoseres mimenu yochlu aron uvanov. So that the kohanim eat all types of menachos. The Gemara says, Baal chitan lokim barlam. When it came from a chita, we never asked that question. That was a davar pashut. This is where Rashi splits up now, right? This is where Rashi changes to different ksav yad now.
Yeah.
Okay, one second. I'm just looking for Rashi a second. So if you look, right, look at Rashi three lines up here. No, I'm just got confused here. Look at Rashi all the way at the bottom here. Three lines up from the bottom. Chitin lo kumi baylam. Dimahu kra nafka mizos teras hamincha. That's talking about a chita type of mincha. Destam mincha ba chitin. Hokachahu kra beba chitin kamishai. So we know from that pasuk of zos teras hamincha, all wheat based menachos are eaten by kohanim. That was never a shaila. We knew that answer. That was simple. Ki kumi baylam. When we had a shaila was ba seorin. That we didn't know whether or not there's going to be a din. There's no pasuk that tells us that the Kohanim eat them. And which are Seorim, Rashi says, the Omer and Kinos, those are the two Menachos that come from Seorim. Again, the carbon Omer and the Kinos. So the Gemara says, again, Ba Seorim Nami Mida Nikmates, Nikmetes, Shirela Kohanim. So that too. The fact that there's a Kemitza indicates that Shirayim. And if there is no Shirayim eaten by the Kohanim, why do a Kemitza at all? Rashi says, two lines up from the bottom here, Midi Mikmetzes Vadai Shirei LeKohanim. From the fact that it's a Kemitza, it must be that the Kohanim are eating the leftovers, because the Lo Hava LeKohanim, the Shirayim are not for the Kohanim, comes to. Why would there be a Kemitza in the first place? The whole function of the Kemitza is to separate something for Kohanim. So therefore, it's Pashit that that which comes from Seorim also are eaten by the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, no. Aliba the Rabbanon lo kumi baylan. There was ever a shaila within the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, who holds that by minchas chote she kohanim, there's no kemitza because no one eats it. So according to him, whenever there is a kemitza, kohanim are eating it. So we knew for the Rabbanon vadai, the kohanim eat the shirayim of the seorin. Ki kumi baylan, our shaila was aliba the Rabbi Shimon, because he has a case where there is a kemitza without there being a chila. There does exist a kemitza that's not eaten, namely the minchas kohanim shel minchas chote she kohanim. That's not. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer minchas chote she kohanim nikmetes hakomitz and kari ba'atmo v'ashirayim kareivim ba'atmon. So minolan, how does he know? There's no source that the minchas kinos and minchas Omer, which come from Seorim, that the kohanim eat the shirayim. So Amr Chizkiya says, the pasuk tells us mincha that all that mincha minachos are mixed with oil, or even it's dry, goes to the kohanim. So he says, we don't need to tell me that the chita base minachos, if it's mixed with oil, it's eaten by the kohanim. We already know that pasuk from the zos teras mincha. Must be imenu inin the chitin teneu inin the seorin, that tell me that the seorin minachos are eaten by the kohanim. That's referring to the minchas omer, which has oil mixed together with it. And then the brisa finishes off saying, the statement finishes off saying that imenu inin le charava shachitin, that which has no oil, which is referring to the minchas kinos, the minchas sota, that which is dry, that comes from the wheat, doesn't need a pasuk. We already know that all wheat based minachos are eaten by kohanim. So imenu inin le charava shachitin, teneu inin le charava shosorin, that too, that a dry barley based minachos are going to be eaten by kohanim as well. Okay, I'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful...